So we are back in Luke chapter 9.
Many things we continue to serve him here. The way we serve, we dedicate because of
Luke,
the love of God
constrains
us. That's why we continue.
And we're going
to
start at
him,
verse 28.
To come to before him. And every time I have kind of feeling, I just
let's read that together.
Keep singing,
Luke chapter
9, singing,
verse 28 to 36.
So all the section, if we sing.
About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up to a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying.
So,
while he was speaking, a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and told no one at that time what they had seen.
Then the whole concrete
and let's pray before we...
that broke our views. Spiritual speaking.
Dismantle this a little bit. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to your word, Holy Spirit, be teaching us, be revealing
about our life.
Bring the word
that
is active and alive,
what kind of age,
and apply it to our lives.
And today, our
convict our hearts,
begin with the
show us what you want us to learn and how you want us to grow.
Chapter 5.
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We'll start.
So we have here the very famous story of Jesus' transfiguration.
But
that is his transformation on the mountaintop. And as I was studying this week, I'm like, man, what is
him is very touching.
What does this mean? It just seems like this nice little story about Jesus, and you know, it's kind of an oddity, and we just kind of tell it, but we're not really sure what it means.
My heart keep touching. No, what
but we see a lot about Jesus in the story, which is a good thing because we're going through the book of Luke to see who Jesus is, right, to walk with him, to get to know him better. And so I came with three things in this passage that we see about Jesus, and they all focus on one thing.
That's my feeling.
Jesus,
reach our hands. God, hold my hands.
And often when we think about holiness, we think about, you know, purity.
Where my
we think
kids
about, you know, God on his throne and angels flying around and saying, "Holy, holy, holy." And what they're saying is God is completely separate and set apart from everything else that he has made.
Just like a
he's the one and only God, and everything else is a creation. Everything else is a creature. Everything else is less. God.
The
God is high,
he
exalted,
to us.
He's perfect, and he's completely different from everything else.
To pay to him.
And so Jesus, too, has his own holiness.
When my children,
although it's not something we often sing about. We don't sing, "Holy, holy, holy, holy," Jesus.
When he was
but Jesus has
when
his own holiness,
his
too.
Hand.
Even as he walks this earth in his earthly ministry in Luke,
so
he is completely
and he
separate.
Is so restful. Because
and in the transfiguration, we get a glimpse of this.
Because he walked with Father.
Right, so Father, the first thing we see it in is Jesus in his holiness.
So I think the Lord,
in relation to
our
people.
Jesus, is the same thing. The King.
Jesus' relation is
he's
holiness
to
in relation to people.
Anything, any human being.
And we often
do,
think of God the Father as the Holy One. Because God the Son is the
how
personal
our
one.
God is.
He's the one who's, you know,
the position
he's our buddy. He's our friend.
Efficient verse one.
Depending on what youth group you grew up with, he's your homeboy. And that's what we think about Jesus. He's close.
Okay.
Which is good theology, because in the book of Hebrews it says Jesus was made like us in every way, except without sin.
Love chosen.
That he shared our humanity. He didn't just look human. He actually became human. He took on flesh.
And give himself.
Everything that we experience, Jesus knows it, not only in his head, but because he went through it.
To God. So I use this
and
one is
And so, yes, Jesus is close, but
also said, our God
Jesus
is a loving king.
Holy.
So he is a loving king.
Different.
He's a universe God.
Even though he's so
and
close,
then,
he's the one we're with, the one we can embrace.
He's
and,
a king
you know, the one
and who we are.
That is always close to us. He is
we are a son
also
and daughter of a God,
completely
right? Because through Jesus, we are
always
receive
other.
Salvation.
And we see this
we are God's
in verse 29.
And then that means
so they go up to pray.
We are a prince.
If you've been
we
here for all of
king.
Luke,
he's
you know,
making.
Luke has been constantly
he wants
catching
us to
Jesus in the middle
enjoy
of prayer.
Eternally
it's
in
like,
the
you know, Jesus
room,
in his prayer closet.
In
looks
a
like,
banquet
he's praying.
The king resides.
Every time. He's, oh, he's
that's
praying.
Our identity.
And so he's praying. He went up the mountaintop and he
when
brought his three
palace
you know,
in
the big disciples,
Austria,
Peter, James, and John. He brought them up to the mountain.
To for
and,
a couple of centuries
he brought them with him to pray. And they
when
dozed
I
off.
Enter in the throne
they're
room,
tired.
As an old bunch of tourists
and imagine
go
the scene
into
when they open their eyes.
Like, yes, very
tired. What's this? What's this light? Oh,
amazing
turn
room
lights.
With a throne.
How can I sleep with all this
their
light?
King,
and then they open their eyes and they're like, whoa!
To deal with
what's
everything.
Going on? And he says,
stand there and I look at
as he was
throne,
praying, the appearance of his
chair.
Face changed.
Nowadays, I can pay
I have no idea
a ticket
what that
to
like.
Come into the
and probably the disciples, as they're experiencing, they don't know how to describe it either.
But in that time,
that's you know, probably why they didn't tell anyone
king
afterwards until, you know, until the
no
resurrection.
People can come
like,
in unless
they
you are the minister, minister of
Jesus
his kingdom.
Was standing there,
or
and it was
you
Jesus.
Are the chosen of
yet,
the king. So
his
he can
was different. He didn't
happily
quite look like
walk
the Jesus
into a room.
They knew. We get a glimmer
that's
of this
I thought,
after Jesus
back, go
dies
the,
and is raised
the
from the dead.
That's a whole, how could I?
There he goes to the
king's
tomb.
Garden.
Can't find
so
Jesus' body.
Big,
and
so
Jesus appears there.
So
hey, what are you looking for?
You can enjoy all a king has.
And she thinks he's a gardener.
That's
where have you
what
taken the body
God
of Jesus?
Praise us.
That's Jesus. Don't you recognize
that's
him?
What
like
our
you were with
truly,
him all these years.
True
you
identity.
Love him.
We are not just
he's
here
the most,
as a
you know, close
student,
person, the beloved person,
yes,
your soul,
right
and you
listen,
don't recognize him. He's right in front
we are not
of you.
Employed. Yes, we are employed our own company.
Until he says her name.
But true,
Mary.
Our true identity
and
is
and then like the light bulb comes on and then suddenly she
God.
Can see.
We are the son,
Jesus.
Children of the light. We are children of the Jesus.
Or
the
disciples
King.
On the road to Emmaus.
So we are the prince.
They're traveling along and
sometimes
Jesus comes along
one
alongside
old pastor,
of them.
He used to
they treat him like a stranger.
Once we
says, you know, what's been going on in Jerusalem? And the disciples
are
like, are you a stranger?
We are a prince.
Don't you know what's going on?
We are
on?
Under training or a loyal training.
Jesus, the one that they've been walking alongside.
And behave
the one that they saw
we are not a kid
crucified.
Anymore. Yes, we are a kid. But we are a prince. We are under training to be.
Until they get to the house and he's breaking bread and then the light comes on. He's
as
oh,
a king.
It was Jesus.
We have capacity into enter into a glory. And then
he looked like Jesus,
to rule the
but
kingdom,
yet somehow, and
bring
we don't know
glory,
how,
bring the
somehow he didn't look like Jesus.
To the old citizen of the
his appearance was changed.
So
and so, so too, in the transfiguration,
and this is what Paul teaches us
of
here.
Of the Jesus that's
wow.
going to come back in glory.
So once we are, we know who
you know,
we are.
He looks like Jesus.
And then
there's that man Jesus we've been walking with
we
for
know.
Well, not at this point, 3 years, but you know, we've been walking
earth,
with him for years.
All our surroundings.
Spending every day with
age,
him. We know every
kind of
crevice
of
his
situation.
Face.
And then what we can do.
Now he looks
and Paul,
different. Can't quite put my finger on it.
A couple of scriptures
he
said. Chapter 6.
And then also it says his clothes
let
became
no one
bright
deceive you
as a flash
with empty words. For because
the
of
other
such a thing
the other
God
apostles, the other gospels describe it in different ways. Because they're like, oh, man, how do I describe
therefore,
this to someone who wasn't there? Because
be
you know, it's just crazy. It's not natural. The other gospel writers, I like
the
description they say. His clothes were like whiter than anyone
we
could bleach
in
them.
This time of,
I wear a
this
lot of
era.
White. So
he, this time
he
we
no,
are
man,
facing.
That's amazing. That's
God
really white. They have no description for the kind of white coming off of Jesus' clothing.
Being put here. And then,
that he is
what kind
a
of surrounding we are facing?
Of light.
Okay, so I'm
and
Paul,
of course, we're supposed to
time,
you know, look backwards to Moses.
At that time,
and Moses, when he walked into the presence of the Lord
God,
and he came down off the mountain,
we are
he was shining.
To the
his face
kingdom
was
of God.
was beaming out light
of God. We are
and all the other Israelites were freaking light. Out. Like, dude, that's not normal. Like,
and then the surrounding the word. Okay, so many things, so many people
but Moses
deceiving us.
Light
tried
was
to deceive us, even now.
Derivative. He wasn't his own light. He was in the presence
church,
of the Lord.
We went in the school.
And his face shone.
The media, we went
it's all like if you ever those glow-in-the-dark stickers.
Surrounding us. Try their best
shine a big,
push
big light on them, and
God,
then after you turn all the lights
God.
Off, then it glows.
That's what we're facing. We go to the school.
Where's that light
academia,
coming from? It's not from itself. It wasn't glowing before. But all that glow, all
God,
that light is from that big light that you just exposed it to. And so in the same way, Moses shone because he was in the presence of God. He was in the presence of glory.
Partition
and then
or
because
whatever.
Of that presence,
they
some of that
very
rubbed off on
words.
Moses, and his face was shining
come
too.
Come on, was nothing.
But
that's
Jesus' light
Paul said,
was not the same
words.
Kind of light that Moses
that's
had.
That's empty words. I
it wasn't
you
derivative. It wasn't, didn't come
so
from
good.
Somewhere else.
Give
it came from himself.
If I'm a business,
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
To you. I
disciples at
Paul
this point
so
I'm like, I didn't think you meant literally, but sure, let's go with that too. I see, man,
they didn't keep
Jesus
their promise.
Is light. He's got
we,
glory within himself.
In words.
It doesn't have
and
to come from somewhere else.
Paul teaches
this
us.
Is in himself.
He's
so Jesus,
Paul.
he's man, but
we
yet,
don't
standing there on the mountaintop, you're looking at him,
words.
His face is kind of different.
You
can't quite put your face on finger on what's
and
different
what,
about his face. And then also the shining
discernment.
Glory coming from him.
And then, one further thing is,
and in that space, the disciples, they couldn't say, oh,
and
just
where
human.
We stand.
He's just like us.
And then we can face this kind of challenge.
Like,
that's
no,
Paul
he's just
us.
Like us, but
so I introduce
he's not.
With this.
That's what Jesus is doing here is not normal.
So, okay, let's
it's
pray.
Not human. And so Jesus is human, but he's got his own glory. He's holy.
Lord, we give thanks to you.
And if you think that Jesus is just a man,
but you give it to us.
You can't deal with
you
this story.
Us to them all the most.
Because in here, the disciples get a glimpse.
To be
a glimpse of what Jesus, the glory that Jesus is going
to
come back
to,
with.
To understand
when he comes in the second coming.
Lord, we give thanks to you. You teach
and
us.
He's going to come back and people are going to be like, oh, that's a man.
We
but
pray in Jesus
he's
name.
God too.
Amen.
He's got the glory
okay.
of God.
So first thing I want to say is
he's
our
holy,
true identity
separate.
Is
so
we are king.
Jesus himself is separate from us.
We are
he's,
king.
He's the same. Yes, he has taken on flesh.
God is making us.
He is like us
so
in every way
we are
except
not perfect.
For sin. But yet he's also God.
We are not sinless.
But he is God
with God's
within.
Help.
So he's all man,
help
but
us.
He's also all God. And we don't know
sin
how the math
left.
Works out.
And left.
That's what Jesus is.
And last. So we cannot fight everything by our own strength.
So Jesus
we
is
fail.
Holy in relation
but
to
with
man.
God's
he's
help,
also holy in relation to his
we can be
mission.
Sanctified by
let's
him.
Look in,
that's what Paul said here.
30,
and continues.
30,
therefore,
men,
do not be
Elijah
partakers
in glory,
with them.
Splendor, talking with
for
Jesus.
You
they
were
spoke about his departure,
formerly
which he was about to bring to fulfillment.
Darkness.
If you
but
have
now
little
you
footnotes,
are light
I don't know if you have
the
little
Lord.
Footnote when it has the word departure there.
The children of light.
Got this
for
little footnote
of light
down
consists
the bottom
in
and it
holiness
says,
and righteousness and
the
truth.
The Greek word is
trying to learn
Exodus.
What is pleasing to the Lord.
Actually, I have to admit, my
so,
Bible has a
Paul,
has a footnote, but
from
it doesn't
chapter 5,
have that particular footnote.
Remind us who we are.
But that
and
word departure is the original Greek word
to,
for
continue
Exodus.
To teach us. Therefore,
so when,
because
when
we are belong to
the nation of Israel is leaving Egypt,
God, we are
it's the Exodus. They are departing.
Light. We are children of the light. And then, so
it's showing
we
what
need,
Jesus' plan is
we do
be
not
like. We saw a little bit about it 2 weeks ago when Jesus
nothing
described
to do with them.
What his path to glory
sometimes
is going
to
be. His path is
even
not from military might.
Or be careful
it's not by
where
raising
we stand.
Up an army.
Sometimes. Big guys,
it's by going to the cross.
In this side,
it's by
we are not participate in
here
the way they are doing,
more,
but
a
we
greater
stay
picture,
close.
A greater understanding
sometimes
of what
we get
Jesus'
in trouble.
Mission is going to be. It's
so,
not going to be a mission
just like
that was thought of by anyone else in this world.
It's completely
no man
no gray
could have thought
area.
Of
when
this plan.
The light comes in,
this is God's
darkness
plan. It's completely
fail
other.
So it's very
and his plan
clear-cut.
Is to be
and
Exodus.
That is why. Sometimes
so
I, he's
go
a good friend.
Book taxes. What did God do? It was God's, it was the greatest act of salvation in the history of Israel. And when Israel, when an Israelite thought about God's salvation, he thought, God.
And then he mentioned us trying to learn what he's preaching to God. Make a note of this. We will come back to
what happened in the Exodus. God looked down on his people, and his people were in slavery. His people were in bondage.
Because we are the king.
God acted to free his people, and he did that by bringing judgment on those people that are oppressing his people. He brought judgment upon Israel, on Egypt.
As the children of God. So,
but he didn't just bring judgment upon Eden. He brought judgment on all sin of Egypt.
One thing in our heart.
Unfortunately, since Israel was kind of taking part of that sin too, the judgment was on them too. That's why when God sent the plague, the final plague,
in our heart,
death of the firstborn,
I don't know what can we give.
Everyone.
We are nothing can
the
give.
The firstborn represents the whole family.
Think, what can
represents the strength of the whole family.
I don't have anything
so judgment
good to
was
give
on
back to you.
Every single family.
But my heart.
Every single family, whether you're Israelite, thing. Whether you're Egyptian, God it didn't desire. Matter because the Israelites have been in Egypt for a while.
To do everything,
years.
To learn everything.
They felt just as that Egyptian as their Egyptian neighbor.
That's my heart.
And they weren't worshiping God alone.
I think
they were
that's
also
the
worshiping
thing
the idols.
I can give it to God.
So God brings justice and judgment to everyone.
Very important reminder to us in this scripture.
The only way for them to be saved from his wrath was for them to take a lamb and to kill it and take his blood and paint the doorposts.
But
and so when the angel of death came to see the blood, he would take the death of that lamb as the death of the firstborn, and he would pass over that house.
Which are done by them in secret.
And that way his people
but
were saved.
All things become
and they
visible
were brought up out of Egypt,
when they are
and they
exposed
were,
by the light.
Were brought to the Holy
for
Land.
Everything that becomes
rest.
Visible
said,
in
I'm
light.
Give you rest. You've been laboring in Egypt. You've been laboring
so,
under his oppression.
Paul,
I'm going to give you a land of rest.
Here, Paul
my
called
man,
us.
You're going to come into that.
Call our attention
so here,
further.
Jesus is talking
so we are
with
the
Moses.
Light.
That same guy that
that's
led the
mission.
First Exodus. And he's talking with Elijah. He's talking about his own Exodus.
He said,
what's he going to do? And he's going to do something greater because he's not just a man. He's not just
that
like Moses. Moses is just a man, a great man, but just a man.
We were as a children of light.
Now Jesus
he
is
going
to do his own exodus.
We were darkness.
God
we,
has seen his people
we
in bondage
in
and it's not to the Romans.
Because in the
it's
past,
not to some
we
world
darkness.
Oppression.
We are not belong
it's to
God.
Sin.
We cannot
it's to death.
Go
there's a root problem
God,
that his,
God
that his people
righteous.
Are in bondage
no
to
one
and they
can
can't
stand
escape.
Before God. That's
it's sin.
Very
it's
clear
death.
Cut.
It's God's
and
wrath. And so God
before
sends
we believe,
punishment.
To be a believer,
and Jesus comes
we
and he defeats sin and death.
Now we are
on the cross
in the sun, in the light.
And he comes
in the
to
full
deliver
of the
his
Spirit.
People. But yet that wrath still remains. It
it's
needs to be covered
goodness
up. And how does
and
that
righteousness
do it? How
and
does
troops.
God do it? He does it the same way. But
he brings
but
us
lamb,
to one thing is.
Except this lamb is the perfect
as long
son
as
of Jesus.
We walk under the light
so
of God.
So for everyone who has the
something
blood of Jesus applied to their lives, just like that blood was painted on the doorposts,
goodness,
God's wrath skips over and takes the death of
goodness
his lamb,
is
his son, as your own.
Sometimes we don't have a lot. Yesterday we have a fellowship, young
we're
people
saved.
Fellowship.
And God he, brings you up
one
into
guy's
a land
one guy's testimony
that he
said,
has prepared
in my
for
heart,
you.
I don't have any goodness.
Read
I
the book of Hebrews. We don't have time to read that whole thing
else.
In Hebrews. But God says, I'm going to let
the things
to
I
care.
Rest. But
the people that went to Israel,
after
they're still not at rest.
He will become a Christian.
And what's the least restful
things
place in this
change.
World?
Because
Israel.
You long to know God better.
God says, there's still a place of rest available.
Things better.
And it's not a plot of land.
Love in action.
It's through the blood
and
of Jesus. And it's an eternal
no, to
rest.
Kill someone else.
It's not something that just
so
can be taken away with war
as
or famine. It's
going
to be, Jesus
goodness,
says, I've gone to prepare a place for you.
In and righteousness,
house.
The righteous character before God is a righteous action before the man.
That Jesus is going to
because
perform.
The righteousness is God.
Same way that God saved Israel with a miraculous
God.
And mighty
everything
hand, God has sent his
status,
son to do in an even greater
or
way.
Character
to save
is approved by God.
And death.
Two things.
It's got a holy plan. It's different from our plan. It's different from any plan of self-fulfillment. It's different from any plan
also,
of national identity. It's
everything
different from
you
any
do to people
freedom plan
has a
that
righteous
the world offers.
Motivation. It's different
from Buddhism.
It's
not a disconnect with our desires.
No. It's changing. Started changing
it's,
now.
It's not.
Because
it's not new age. It's
what's
not
good for you.
Self-help.
In God's eye.
None of
Let
that.
Do the
That's man's wisdom. This is God's plan.
For that.
God says, I'm going to send my son.
To walk as in the light means to live before the eyes of God, not hiding anything.
So, God, Jesus is holy in relation to us, in relation to his...
Once we walk in the light...
To his mission. Also, he's holy in relation to other gods.
Paul reminds us, there is nothing to hide before God.
These two men that appear with Jesus,
Moses
and Elijah.
So we are free.
I don't know how Peter, James, and John knew
nothing
this,
to fear.
This was
even
Elijah,
we have
Moses.
A weakness, but
never
we
seen it before.
So in our minds, nothing
maybe it's just like
before
in a dream,
God,
you know the people,
nothing can be hide.
You don't really
and then,
walking,
as a children of light, as means,
glory was
God's
revealed about them
in our daily life.
Glory with subtitles, Moses.
In our daily life. It's not me.
We don't know, but
okay,
but they
this
know.
Morning,
this is
in
Moses,
this sermon,
and this is Elijah. Maybe they heard Jesus
rooms,
talking to them and using their names.
And now I want to get out of, we want to finish it, go home.
They've come down from the glory of heaven.
No,
to
true
talk with Jesus.
Of God. Is in our daily
and Peter's response
living
is,
life, every day, 24 hours.
Let's build some tents.
Every time.
Let's camp
just
out.
Like a,
man, I don't want this mountaintop experience to ever end.
Receiving.
Don't go away, Moses.
God's
don't go away, Elijah.
Guidance,
I mean,
God's light in our
these
heart.
Two are
so
the pinnacle
no matter where we go,
of
when we were sleeping,
the Jewish faith.
Or go to sleep in the night time.
Moses represents
nobody
all
around
the law.
Us, but God
He's
is with us.
Elijah
so
represents
second,
the prophets.
Second,
and between those two, they represent
the
whole of God's revealed scripture.
Walk in the light.
And the only one they're missing is like Abraham. But you know, they got these two big giants of the faith.
The third thing is, when the light reveals God,
let's camp out.
This light produces fruit.
Let's build a structure for Jesus, and let's build a structure for Moses, and let's build a structure for Elijah.
I don't know what you do. Sometime, long time ago,
but I think his primary wrong that Peter committed was not wanting to extend the experience. Who wouldn't want to
water
extend the experience? If you have a mountaintop experience, and by the way, if you know that expression in English, this is where it comes from.
I don't remember that name.
You go up on the mountaintop,
just like
you know, say when you go to a retreat,
or
if you have an amazing worship time, you don't want it to end. You don't want to go down the mountain.
Something.
It's
a third inside.
And keep that level there.
Water.
You want to
within
be in it.
It will grow.
You want to just camp out.
It grows like a very
so
big green thing.
So we can't blame Peter for
so
that.
So as long as you are have a...
But then I think the mistake that Peter did make was...
On the earth.
He put
and you have a life.
Moses and Elijah
see,
on the same plane as Jesus. Let's,
so,
make, let's give them all their own
children,
tent. They get their own tent.
God. And then we'll receive
and God's looking
life.
Down like...
Naturally.
You're going to give
the,
the same tent to my son, Jesus, as you're going to give to my servants?
Chapter 5, 22.
That doesn't make any sense.
The fruit of spirit.
Jesus is there.
Appear in our daily life.
And Jesus
in our
among
God, in our, the
people.
Way we walk
it doesn't matter how
in,
great.
The way we behave. The way
they
we treat
compare.
Our people. Goodness, righteousness,
so the cloud comes down.
Patience, we come
and God himself speaks.
Okay, that's the light. Power,
says verse 35, a voice came from the cloud saying, this is my
God,
son whom I have chosen. Listen to him.
Us. The fourth thing is
sure, you got Moses and Elijah here. Sure, you're glad to see him. But the greater
so
one is already here.
We are not
you've already been walking with the
second
Son of God.
We continue to walk in the light.
Just
naturally,
last passage.
We were
Peter, you just said he was the Christ, the Savior,
not
the Son
things,
of God.
Sinful things.
And here you have Moses and Elijah, they're just servants of God.
Show up, they fail.
And you're
going
to give them the same treatment as you do Jesus.
Because they know you are true children of God. That's a function of a lie. Even a lie shines.
Moses and Elijah are not holy. Jesus is holy, and he deserves special treatment. And in the presence of all their gods, other idols, Jesus is holy.
The lie's function
is unique. You can't shove him with all the crowd.
From the other angle to see this.
In this world, we love to kind of group all the options together
let
religiously.
Let us not fall into sin.
Especially
sometimes
in
our
heart, coexist bumper stickers.
Like a desire to
look
do
at
something.
All these options. Look at all these beliefs.
Feel thrill or feel some kind of a...
And you got people thinking, well, don't they all go to the same place?
But actually, it's not the thing.
You got Islam, you got Christianity, you got Judaism, and they're all kind of the same.
We will try to avoid that. They are not. Cannot give us nothing. Cannot get us anything.
Islam is not holy.
Sometimes, yeah, for a short period of time, we'll feel so good about it.
Confucius is not holy.
But it's nothing to build us in character.
He's set apart. He's different. And so it doesn't matter whether we listen to Buddha. It doesn't matter whether we listen to Muhammad. It doesn't matter whether we listen to all the other guys.
For this
reason,
to
everyone.
Awake,
but if you don't listen to Jesus, you're missing all of it.
Arise, the death.
We've got all the testimony here. We've been answering that question. Who's Jesus?
Paul said here is because we receive God's salvation. Just like last week.
Pastor with the word of God.
And Peter says,
no, you are the word of God.
He substitute our sin.
And now we have the testimony of God himself. God comes down in a cloud. He says, this is my son.
We need to wake it up.
This is the Christ. This is the Savior. Listen to him.
Christ will shine on us. We have one hymn.
Listen to him.
Shine
above any other voice.
Jesus, shine,
listen to this Jesus,
us.
Because what this Jesus has to say has more important and more significance than any other teacher you can listen to.
Today is the last day of the 2007.
Only he has the words of life.
A lot of feeling, a lot of
disciples.
Thinking
coming to Jesus. Jesus has talked about eating his body and drinking his blood and all the other people
but to
leave.
Me,
he asked Peter, are you going to leave too?
At the dawn time when I was in the military, we have a big mission to start it.
You're unique.
And we prepare.
You're not just one pick among many. You're not just one God among many gods. You are the God. You are the choice. You are the only way. You are the life. You are the truth.
And before we started, I have a brief, very brief mission brief. And we prepare ourselves for
the
next mission. Going to start.
If this is Jesus,
especially
if he's unique, if he's totally separate, if he's not man, if he's also God, if his mission is from God,
last year or this year,
many will fail. Teacher,
maybe we
have
some
any other prophet,
regret,
anyone else,
or anything we didn't do right,
then
or something we do. Today,
we
think before God is everything in the past already give back to God. We cannot change anything. We will not regret, feel regret. Feel regret is no use anymore. But we are prepared to make ourselves mindset ready for next.
But well, we don't
That's
really understand or we can't
now
really picture
is the
what
time we can make a decision.
What
now
Jesus
is the time.
Like.
Now really is the time for
have
us.
That.
God, give
that
it to
picture
us.
Of that
we
nice,
can make a decision. It's now.
Nice.
So in the future, God only give us hope. Give us
Lord,
expectation.
Jesus
and
was
faith
different.
Before him. But he didn't give it to us. He does
Jesus,
not
you
give
had your
it to
own
us
glory.
Yet.
So
now,
Jesus, we praise you for
today,
you
I have that kind of
you
feeling
are awesome.
Is
you are mighty.
We prepare ourselves. When I
we
read
thank
the
you, Lord, that
course,
even though
these scriptures,
you are God 100%,
we are not dripping. We are not keep on
Lord,
going.
You,
people
you left the glories
doing
of
things,
heaven
we are doing things day in, day out. Day in, day out. We need to work so hard on work
and
make a living. We need to work so hard in a school to make
our
grades great, great, very good. Good grade.
Ultimately dying on our
yes.
behalf.
Yes, but it's, there are these sort of things. We cannot just
like you.
Doing that kind of routine. We need to have a view to understand. By doing this, God has a longer, deeper purpose.
Because of who you are.
In us, in our
because
lifetime.
Because you are.
We still need to do
only
our diligence.
Holy
diligence
one.
On the thing we are working.
Lord, help us to listen.
But
to
in our heart, we are always set
Lord, help
up
us to put your word. Jesus,
God,
your word above any other word,
so
whether it be the voices in our own selves
very
that try to tell us
thing is,
we're not good enough.
Next day,
or
it's
tell
a new mission day.
Maybe we're
next
awesome.
Year, tomorrow is a new year.
That we're
I'm
the best.
Ready for that. God,
or the voices
us.
Of our parents.
So that's one is,
or the voices of our teachers.
Mindset.
Or the voices of
I'm
any other religious it. Leader.
When I,
those
when we
voices
face tomorrow,
don't matter.
No, we ask God.
Your
help
voice.
Okay, shine on us. we make something different. Lord, we feel in the past will be success in the next.
Help us to dig into your word. Help us to come. Know what
so
you
that's
said.
So I think that Paul also had this kind of thing in mind.
Let your words be life.
And then, let therefore, be careful how you walk.
Let
not
your
as
words
an unwise
tell
man, but as wise.
Let your
Make
words
the most
tell
of your time, because the day are evil.
Let your words
and
tell
so
us
then, do not be foolish,
that we are
but
redeemed.
Understand what the will of the Lord is. Up to this
and
point,
blood,
I think we are heading
blood,
for tomorrow. Is God and Paul has a couple of things we want to teach us. How are we going to do? To do it better. Here, it teaches us a couple of things. And the main goal, we need to set up a goal in front of us. We have so many things to do. Paul teaches us one thing is understand what the will of the Lord is. So, very important goal is what I said is the mission briefing at times. We have a mission goal. We want to conquer, we want to win, we want in a comeback. We want to not just survive, we need to even destroy the enemy. In our mindset, we have a goal we set up in our mission. Here, I think Paul teaches us, our mission right now is the new day ahead of us. What are we going to prepare? One goal is ask God to help us. In 2018, help us know better. Understand better the will of God is. Even what a life, what a plan you for my life. Okay. And then what's the plan for the fellowship? What a plan for the church? Even God give you more revelations. What the God's will for his kingdom will come. Depend God one how God wants to use you. But at least from ourselves, God has a purpose for everyone. Everyone different. But we know the same thing. We need to understand what the will of God is. This is very important. And then Paul teaches us how are we going to do. It's a walk in wisdom. And second thing is, in chapter 15 to 17, it teaches us a couple of things. I think the time we only can reach here. So I quickly to said, walk in wisdom. He said here is, be careful how you walk. From this original text is, it means very careful and precise. Sometimes I watch the nature and the elephant are always amazing. Elephant is so big, especially big elephant, so big, African elephant so big. And the ear, when they open it, the ear is so huge. It's bigger than my minivan, and my minivan has a real mirror. An elephant doesn't have a real mirror. It's our two eyes from go to the front. But a younger infant elephant, how come he would not kick, he would not step on his infant? Even the surface is very treacherous. His leg can land his leg in every step in the right spot. Always amazing how elephant can do this. And then so tender, so precise. That I think when I imagine, I can understand that's the Paul tried to say. In every decision, everything we are doing, we need to measure every step, not careless, very precise. That's what the Paul teaches us. That's what that means, we wisely. And that's what Paul said. So our attitude, when we make every decision in our personal life, every daily life, respond to parents, respond to teachers, respond to friends, every action, every decision, we need to have this kind of attitude, very careful, before we have a real action. That's what Paul teaches us. That's called also wisdom. When you are wiser, you do more of this. And then, second thing is because the life is short. Sometimes young people, when I was young, I always sometimes, oh, I have time to kill. The English sentence, I kill time. In the Taiwan, I only say waste time. I don't use the word kill time. And then I come to America, some American friend, they say, oh, I have time to kill. Yeah, a lot of time I just enjoy a day come so naturally, time pass so naturally. I enjoy every day. But one thing we must be careful is, in God teaching us, how long we can live is measured by time. So God give us time, so all precious, that's our life. And here Paul said, treasure your time. Okay, make the best out of it. That's one way to explain it. The other meaning is capture every opportunity. When that time comes in this time, something need to be done well. We need to capture the time. Don't let the time go. Do it diligently, do it rightly. Do it to please God. So as long as this kind of chance, don't let it go. That's another explanation about these words. Treasure the time. Sometimes the time passes, we cannot recover. But use as an example, you do know a spreadsheet, accounting spreadsheet? Young people, you know? No, okay. That means, put it very simple. If a children, a parent give you an allowance, okay, when I use these things, use a $10, I put it expense. When I earn money, or my grandma give you $10, put it this side. And then until the end of day, to balance all my pockets out of money. Sometimes, okay, no. Can you borrow $5 to me? I spend it. That's negative now. All right? So that balance sheet is just like that. Sometimes we waste our time. We kill the time. Actually, lose the time. Doesn't mean we can recover the time back. What it means is we make the best out of this time, the time we have now. And then on the balance sheet, on negative side, we put more positive. At the end, our life, all the final result, we are on a positive side. That's what God wants us to do. So that's what Paul said. Be careful about the time. So life is short. The other thing, Paul tells us, the days are evil. I'm not trying to put everything negatively. God created this world. It's so nice for us to enjoy. But the sin that come in this world, the power of the sin still influence us, still challenge us, still control us. And then so surrounding in this world, before God's coming back, days are evil, even a poor time. In Paul at that time, the Roman Empire, started to try to do the bad thing to the whole kingdom, not to the Jewish people. Or a bunch of the non-believers try to do bad thing to the Jewish people. Something now, not those people not understand or against God, he tried to do bad thing to us. That Jesus said, okay, it's they don't like you. They try to kill you or do bad time to you. That's because persecute you. It's because God. It's not because of us. But also, because we belong to God, so they will turn against us. So that the time we face, with so many examples in this area, so the time we face also, we Christians will face a lot of challenges. So, only time's up. Anyway, I quickly summarize it. We are God's children. We are the King. God has a training program to us. As long as we walk under the light, we behave, or the character will build us, a goodness, righteousness, start to show on us, in our behavior, on our character, that the children of light naturally will come up. So if you are true, if we are true God's children, we follow God, naturally, it will build a good character on us. That's God wants us to do. So at the end, he said, be filled with the Spirit. Once we obey God's word, try to do best our way with God's help, then Jesus promised, after he ascended to the throne, he said, the Holy Spirit will come to guide us, help us, bring us into the truth, teach us, personal trainer. Okay, when I go to the gym, if you have a program, you say, every time I go there, I have a personal trainer. Oh, that's good. But God promised us, we'll give you a Holy Spirit as your personal trainer, lead you, teach you. That's our entitlement. You know, God give us a brain check, not brain check, has one check. Every time, everything you want to learn, you come close to me, I will close to you. I will teach you, go into the truth. And the life promise, we receive a life, this life will shine on us, will flow, the power of this life can flow through our body. That means can fill us with the richness of Christ. That means will be a rich life experience. And Paul here asks us, be filled with the Holy Spirit. That means be guided by Spirit. Listen to him. Listen to the conscience. Say, this thing is not good. We go away from it. Keep away from it. That means feel. Feel, the other means control. Lead by the Holy Spirit. As long as we are true Christian, no matter how young we are, how old we are, God's promise is he will guide us through every challenge. That means God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That filled is also pearls. It's everyone. Not just, okay, only Dan is a pastor, so he's so spirit-filled, so glorious. No, not just that. Every one of us, as long as you are set before God, you are God's chosen, you are a prince, you are entitled under the royal training. So we are all under royal training until the day we met him. And then that means be controlled by Holy Spirit. Be guide us. I don't use Holy control by, but actually in spiritual reality, yes, you either be controlled by the Holy Spirit or you are be controlled by our desire, fleshly desire or power of the sin. You don't have any way to go around. There is no gray area, just light and darkness. If you are belong to light, you are son of the light of the children of light. If you are not, you are in the darkness. There are no way around. So what I'm trying to say, in our naked eyes, we look like we have some gray area to walking around, to dancing around. But in spiritual reality is no. Once you are controlled by your flesh, from your lust, desire, you will be controlled. One last step. Before we finish, I want to mention. He said, don't be drunk, but wine. In poor time, or 18th century, or in the past, wine sometimes is so good. I cannot enjoy wine, but I only tasted it. But so some people, they can taste wine, so enjoy the taste of the wine. But Paul reminds us, don't be drunken. That's me. To me, I want to mention about these things. These things, my iPad. It's so good. God give us wisdom to create. I'm a computer engineer. I also involved in design of things. I like the design. This to be our tools, or computer to be our tool, TV to be our, we use it, we control it. Don't be controlled by the phone, the game. Every time we spend our time on this thing, and we lost, if you calculate, okay, 24 hours God give to us, we spend 3 hours or 4 hours in a game in each day. That's me, we waste a lot of time on that. And I also remind in the last past 6 months at least, every time when we have fellowship, especially in the meal time, we try to put this down, put this away, and I have a fellowship with each other. When we get together, this is a time we treasure, we pressure. And then we can fellowship, know each other better, to have a more bonding, stronger bonding. So I use this as a case, just like one, we can be drunken by one. We also can be controlled by the new stage, whatever, all right? So what I'm trying to say is sometimes, yes, so it looks like it's nothing important, not a big deal, but actually it eats up our time. That's what Paul asked us, to use the best of your time. That's the wisdom. So we think about it. Let's pray. Lord, we give thanks to you. You teach the time in the poor. God, you're choosing the poor's time in the church history. Even now, you continue to teach us. You give us a wisdom how to be under your training to learn wisely and deal with the time. You give to us wisely and hold on every opportunity you've given to us, make the best out of it to glorify you and then to be used by you in your glory, and make us to be a rich in our lifetime, very enriched in our experience with you. We give thanks to you. We do to ask you continue to bless those English congregation, every members, every your children, give them power, give them blessing, give lead them into 2018. Every day is counted by you. Every day be pleasing by you. We give thanks to you. We pray in Jesus' name.